You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Chances are, if you had any literature classes in high school, you probably read some poetry and maybe even had to try your hand at writing some verse too. For many people, that's the extent of their exposure to poetry, and it can seem more intimidating than maybe picking up a novel or a book of short stories. Peggy Rozga is a civil rights activist, poet, and professor emerita of English at UW-Waukesha. She was recently named Wisconsin's Poet Laureate. Peggy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, happy for the opportunity to talk about poetry.
Well, how did you first come to appreciate poetry?
I probably was read to as a child, poems and other things, but what stands out in my mind is my junior year in high school, I had a wonderful English teacher who had us memorize poems and recite them together as a class, so there was no feeling of being put on the spot. Everybody did it. Everybody helped everybody else out. And I still remember some of those poems today.
And when did you start writing your own poetry?
I can't remember a time when I didn't write specifically poetry. I know I started to write seriously about 1990 with the intention of getting good enough to publish. When my children were very small, I used to try writing haiku because I could remember 17 syllables no matter who was sick or who was fighting. And the haiku probably were not very good, but it was a way of getting in practice.
And what do you think is the power of poetry as compared to other forms of creative writing?
Well, I think, first of all, the beauty and the sound effects of the language. I think it's sound effects that first interest children in poetry. Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein. So much of our language is cliched. We develop some stock answers that serve the purpose. Sounds good. What's up? That kind of thing. But language is powerful, and drawing on all the resources of language, the sound, the metaphor, the symbols, the rhythm, bring us to the beauty of language. And I think we hunger for beauty. We hunger for beauty visually. That's why we vacation in scenic spots. But also to bring that beauty into an appeal to hearing is important. But I think also that I describe my own poetry as practicing seeing. So much passes us by while we're on a rush to get to work or get to school or get dinner on the table. And the poet is one who slows down and looks carefully at those things and brings to us a vision of what we might miss, and not only on its literal level, but on its significance. So there's that double, sometimes triple layer of meaning in the insight that comes from looking at something closely. I also think that poetry offers us another way of knowing. Most of the time we learn about something by analyzing it, by breaking it into parts. But poetry works by bringing things together. That's the basis of metaphor. One thing is like another. My love is like a red, red rose. Hmm. Helps us to see things differently. And in all those ways, it's powerful.
I'd love to have you share one of your poems with us, Peggy. Can you read Cake and Lemonade for Neighbors, please?
Yes, I'd like very much to do that. That's my poem in the Poetry Chapbook anthology we published as part of the 50th anniversary of Milwaukee's Fair Housing Marches. What we wanted to do is, I think what poetry does, that is help us to envision what isn't yet in existence. And so we were looking for, what is the inclusive community that we'd like to see? So this is my take on that. Cake and Lemonade for Neighbors. Where I want to live, neighbors gather on front porches, watch their children play across multiple front yards, laugh in Spanish, Arabic, Burmese, English, talk about back in the day, share sweet and savory snacks, lend each other a cup of sugar or flour, borrow hedge trimmers, a shovel or rake, help with chores when need be, apologize when need be, offer a word of advice, not more, drum, strum guitars and pluck banjos, make a little noise sometimes, sometimes bring out a kitchen chair so everyone finds a comfortable place to sit on the unscreened, wide or narrow porch, or on the stoop. Sometimes just enjoy all black, brown, white, golden quiet together.
That's Milwaukee native Peggy Rozga. She's a civil rights activist, poet, and professor emerita of English at UW-Waukesha. That was her poem, Cake and Lemonade for Neighbors. She's with us today to talk about her role as Wisconsin's newly named poet laureate. And Peggy, what is a poet laureate? What is your charge for these next 2 years?
Well, a poet laureate basically is the face of poetry in whatever area he or she represents. So I have become the face of poetry in Wisconsin. It's a great honor. It's a great thrill. It's a little scary. The Poet Laureate Commission asks that I give readings, presentations, workshops in various parts of the state, grow poetry and creativity in Wisconsin. Poet Laureate Commission also asks the Poet Laureate to develop a project. And what I would like to do is, first of all, ask people, what is your favorite poem? Just get poetry into conversation. There's this feeling that poetry is removed, but I think all of us have a poem that we fell in love with at some point, an English class, a wedding, a special event. And so I want to bring those into the conversation. I have begun to ask the members of the Common Council in Milwaukee what their favorite poems are.
Hmm.
And a couple of them have already replied. Some of them had trouble because they had so many favorites.
Wow.
And that was really great to see.
Well, we talked briefly earlier, Peggy, that poetry can have a reputation sometimes of being very highbrow and unapproachable. For those who haven't read much poetry outside of maybe an English class maybe years ago, it might seem overwhelming to know where to start. If you want to start appreciating and enjoying poetry, do you have suggestions for how to find poets whose style and maybe topic area might suit someone?
Yes, well, I can suggest a couple of places. Previous poet laureate Kim Blazer had a poetry recitation project and put that online on a Wisconsin map, so you can click on a place and hear people who love poems recite a poem that they love. So that's a place to connect with poems that other people have found that enjoyable that they want to commit them to heart. That's available on the Wisconsin Poet Laureate website. I also am posting on the Poet Laureate Facebook page. Every Friday, I post favorite lines and usually have a link to the whole poem. So that's another place you can go. The Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets produces a calendar each year, a poetry calendar. And again, largely accessible poems. A lot of them connect with Wisconsin. And those are available in bookshops or from the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets. So those are places that you can access poems. Your public library is also a good place. Librarians are awesome. just ask a librarian for suggestions.
Well, Peggy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Milwaukee native Peggy Rozga was recently named Wisconsin's Poet Laureate. She joined us to talk about how poetry can be accessible to anyone. You can find upcoming events with Peggy at wisconsinpoetlaureate.org, and you can find links to the resources that Peggy mentioned at wpr.org/centraltime. Coming up, in the midst of Virginia's blackface scandal, we take a look at the history of blackface. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.